The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleh HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Daf Pehe. The Mishnah Daf Pehe Amud Beis says as follows: Averis ben Adam lechaverei, Averis which are the Adam lechaverei, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper, ad sheirat es chaverei, until one appeases their friend. Darsh of Loz ben Azariah. The pasuk says, it's referring to Yom Kippur, ki biyom hazeh yechaper aleichem latayr eschem. On this day, Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper Klal Yisrael, and he's Metar Klal Yisrael. Mikol Chata Yiseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So Rabbi Loz ben Azariah teaches up. What does it mean, Mikol Chata Yiseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru? That the pasuk is telling you that it's true that Yom Kippur is a Yom of Kapara, a Yom of Taira. However, there's a limit. It's limited. That Yom Kippur is only effective mikol chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem. It's only effective for averis which are lifnei Hashem ben adam l'mokim. Averis are ben adam l'chaveroi. They do not have a taira on Yom Kippur unless one is meratze es chaveroi. Lifnei Hashem means only averis ben adam l'mokim is Yom Kippur mechaper. The Rambam, Kinneret, learns the pasuk difference. Because the Rambam, whenever the Rambam talks about doing tshuva and the mitzvah of vidui, the Rambam always uses the lashon of lifnei Hashem. The Rambam, in the Kayseres, the Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, mitzvah sase achas, v'hu, sheyoshev achotei mechetoi lifnei Hashem. V'yisvader. In Halacha Aleph, Rambam says, Chayiv l'hisvadois lifnei hakel baruch hu. So it seems from the Rambam that lifnei Hashem is not a limitation on which averis will a person have kapara on, but rather it's teaching up for a person how does one do tshuva, how does one do vidui. Vidui is to be done lifnei Hashem. Vidui is to be said when a person is standing lifnei Hashem. In fact, the Brisker Rav said over that on Yom Kippur, when we say the vidui of Yom Kippur and of Erev Yom Kippur, so the Chazin says the vidui in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, Oymid lifnei HaMelech. The Yochid, who says the Enish Men Esrei, so the Brisker Rav used to say that even a person who B'derech Klal says Yiyu L'Rotzen twice, he says Yiyu L'Rotzen before L'Kayin Etzar and after L'Kayin Etzar, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he should make sure that he says the Vidui before Yiyu L'Rotzen. He should not say that first Yiyu L'Rotzen before the Vidui, because since Vidui has to be said L'Fnei Hashem, and once you say the Yiyu L'Rotzen, you were Mesalik oneself from L'Fnei Hashem, so then one's not mekayim the mitzvah vidui lifnei Hashem. So the Mela, one should be careful not to say the first Yiyu L'Rotzen until after the vidui. The Mishnah Berurah, who holds that one should say the first Yiyu L'Rotzen before the vidui, l'chayis l'shitasei. Because Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel says that even after a person says the first Yiyu L'Rotzen, he's oidenu oimid lifnei HaMelech. So it's vital lifnei Hashem. But Al-Kopon and the Brisker Rav understood in this Rambam that the Rambam is telling us halacha me hilchas vidui, that vidui has to be said lifnei Hashem. And L'chayr needs a hesper. Why does vidui have to be said lifnei Hashem? So in order to understand why vidui has to be said lifnei Hashem, L'chayr we have to understand b'chlal, what is vidui? Tshuva, as we all know, has three parts. There's the charata, the Chayvus Havavas counts after Charata Azivas Achet, that the person has to actually stop doing the Avera. You're the ones who count three parts of Tshuva that are arguing. Now you understand that as a given. But Al Kapalim is the Charata, that a person is Nischaret on what he did. Then comes the vidui, and then comes the Kabbalah al Ha'asit. So those are the three parts of tshuva. There's the charata, there's the vidui, and there's the Kabbalah al Ha'asit. Now it's taka very interesting that the Chayyus Halvavis, when he talks about the four parts of tshuva, charata, azivus achet, and Kabbalah al Ha'asit and vidui, he puts vidui together with tefillah. That bakasha slicha, he calls the fourth category of the fourth part of tshuva, and he puts vidui together with bakasha slicha. That a chelik of doing tshuva is to be mevakesh from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam will accept your tshuva and will go ahead and be chizir umeratze in the chayte. And the Chayos Havavis teaches up that the reason why Bakasha Slicha is considered to be part of tshuva, and he puts vidui and Bakasha Slicha together. So the Chayos Havavis says that the Bakasha Slicha is a simin shumachnia umashmelas atzma lefnei oelikim. That the Bakasha Slicha is a sign of hachna. That when a person begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him, he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be chizu meratza in him, so that hachna and that hashpala is a part of the mitzvah of tshuva, is a chelik of tshuva. And he goes weiter, and he says that vidui is also part of bakasha slicha, and he says that huadin, when a person is chaytik neged another person, it's a well-known fact that if the person is machnia es atzmai lefanav, it will be machnia himself. Umoide shulchata, and he admits that he did something wrong, umevakesh slicha bimenu, that the person is more likely to be mechlam. So the vidui and the bakasha slicha go together, that by admitting one has done something wrong, and not just stop admitting I did something wrong, but with the admission comes a bakasha slicha, not I did something wrong and have a nice day. I did something wrong and I'm putting myself, being mashpul myself under you, that because I did something wrong, so memela, I'm being machnia myself in front of you, that really you have the right to do to me as you please. You have the right to go ahead and be merachek me, but I'm asking you to be benevolent and to be makar of me. So memela, that is part of the ma'aseh tshuva. But al kolponim, the vidui is a chelik of what he calls bakasha slicha, which is the hachna, the admission that I did something wrong. And with that admission is that I am machnia myself to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should find favor in his eyes. And if you look in Rabbeinu Yoina, when he goes through the milas of tshuva, so the mila of hachna is from the earlier milas. I believe it's mila number 7. The 7th day is 30 chalakim of tshuva. Hachna is number 7. It's from the earlier milas. Later on, the Rambam Rabbeinu Yoina gets to both vidui and bakasha slicha. Vidui is ha'arba osar, and chamisha osar is tefillah. And because, like we're saying, it's the hachna lefanav, which is the kapara, and the vidui, the saying that I did something wrong, the admission with the bakasha slicha, become part of the tshuva. And when Rabbeinu Yoina in the Sefer Yosei, that tshuva, where he speaks out how to do tshuva, and he has a nusach havidui, he incorporates tefillah in the nusach havidui. Ono Hashem, chotasi, ovisi, poshtati, kazoisi, chazoisi, osisi, miyem ha-yoisi, al-dom, ar-yoim, ha-zeh, va'atano, so'ani, libi, v'nod, va'oisi, ruchi, losh, re'lecha, b'emes. Now I want to go ahead and do tshuva. So when I want to go ahead and be meidev oizif, I did averis, and now I want to let go of my averis. Va'ato Hashem Eloikai. And now Hashem my God, ha'peiseach yad b'tshuva. And you open up your hand to accept those who do tshuva. Psach yodcha, v'kableini b'tshuva shleima, v'sayeni l'schadik v'yirosecha, v'ozrani neged ha'satan. basically the next 7-8 lines of the vidui is all tefillah. He says, Chatasi avisi pashati, I did an aveira. I want from now on to no longer be a bal aveira. And therefore, I'm davening, you should accept me, you should remove the Yetzirah from me, help me with the Satan, help keep the Satan away from all Ramachei Vorai, etc., etc. Ono Hashem Elokai, Shema Tfilas Avdachov El Tachanunov, listen to my tfilas and to my Tachanunim, Vikabel Teshuvasi, and accept my tshuva. And he ends off, I should not be turned back empty-handed. Ki ata shemei tefila, the tamid zokra beinu yainer yargil b'tefila zu. He should be rugil to say this tefila. So beinu yainer learns up that vidoy and tefila go very much together, and vidoy and tefila go very much together, and it's a general picture of hachna. That a person is machnia themselves in front of the Rebbeinu Shleim, they admit that they did something wrong, and they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go ahead and take them back. The Maral in the Siv HaTshuva says even one step weiter. He says that the word vidui is from the word meida. Meida means to admit. Meida beknas is potter. Haydoas baldin kemeya edenomi. The word meida means to admit, but it's more than that. When we say haydoas baldin kemeya edenomi, what that means is when a person goes to his baldin and he says, "I am meida that I owe you $100. You don't need edim. You don't have to fight with me. I'm telling you, I owe you $100." What really that haydoa is, zok the maral, that the person is putting himself at the mercy of the one who he's being made to. That by saying that I am made that I owe you that money, I am made that I'm coming you, whatever I say that I'm coming you, so therefore I'm telling you, you can go ahead and steal my shirt. The lashon of the Maral is as follows: Ki kasher meida al chatov, when a person is meida on his aveiros, meiser atzmai el Hashem Yisbarach, he's putting himself into the hands of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki al yidei havidui, through the vidui, meisrim atzmam v'nafsham Hashem Yisbarach, a person is being meiser himself and his nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shleil, and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu accepts his tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his admission. If a person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in our Nusach HaVidui, Sarim Mitzvaysecha, V'ato Tzadik Al Kol Abo Aleinu, Ki Emes Osisa V'Anachni Rishonu, that's Vidui. We tell the Eibishta that we are being misvade, that we are wrong and you are right. You could go ahead, you could take our shirts. It's a total, complete submission into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, and putting ourselves under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the mitzvah of vidui. If we learn vidui, like we're saying from the Maral, so it's very geschmack what the Rambam understood, that vidui has to be done lifnei Hashem. To go ahead and write a personal letter from 1,000 miles away and say, you are 100% right, I am 100% wrong, you can do to me whatever you please because I am wrong and you are right, it's difficult, but it could be done. To call a person on the phone and tell the person that you're 100% right and I'm 100% wrong, and therefore you have the right to do to me as you please, obviously, that's more difficult. To stand in front of the person and say to the person, you are right, I am wrong, that I put myself at your mercy because I am wrong and you are right, I was chayte kenegdecha, and therefore I'm being meiser myself totally into your rishus. To do that face to face, that's very, command impossible for a person. Because that is the spitz of a total mesiras atzmai into the person's rishus, into the person's dominion, under the person's shlita, and it's a total, complete submission of a person. That is the mitzvah of vidui. Vidui has to be done lifnei Hashem. Because if a person does vidui not lifnei Hashem, he was not totally, completely meiser himself to the Rebbeinu Shlom. If a person does it lifnei Hashem, he's by Shmoneh Esrei, like the Biskarov says. He's standing mamish lifnei HaMelech. He's standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod. And he says to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Chotonu, and the Hainu that the Pshat is that you are right, and I am wrong. That I'm being meiser myself totally into your Mishpat, because of what I did. I'm being meiser myself totally to you, because I did wrong to you. That is the mitzvah of vidui. And as the Maral points out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is like a midah svas of Adam. Midah svas of Adam, if one denies, then he gets away with it. If one admits, then he is in trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. When a person is meiser atzmai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it creates such a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's reaffirmed his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichelim tekev umiyat. And that's the way the Rambam learns the Pasuk. The Rambam learns that lifnei Hashem titaru is telling you not on which Aveiros Tshuva helps, but lifnei Hashem titaru is telling you the echos of Tshuva. Tshuva is lifnei Hashem. Tshuva is to stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shloilam and admit to the Rebbeinu Shloilam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 100% right. I am 100% wrong, to go ahead and say it straight to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. That is the mitzvah of vidui, according to the Rambam, and that is the inyan of saying vidui lifnei Hashem. I wanted to mesayim with two more short points. First, with the geshmak of art, which I once saw. When David was chayte with Bathsheba, Nosan Hanavi comes to David, and he tells David that he's a ben mavis, ki ben mavis ata, yichayiv misa. David HaMelech turns to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and he says, Chotasi. If you look in the Navi, after Chotasi, there's a blank space, there's a pisk of Emsa Pasuk, there's a blank space after the word Chotasi in the Navi. The Goyin says that David HaMelech had a mind to say Chotasi Avisi Pashati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only let him say the words Chotasi, and the blank space indicates what David HaMelech wanted to say, but Lameisa he didn't get to say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Tekev Umiyat. Azay Shteitin Goyin. So I saw once in a Sefer that the Baal Mechaber wanted to borrow this Goyin to say a powerful word. Goyin states, al koponim, David HaMelech said Chotasi. There was more that David HaMelech wanted to say. The empty space in the Navi represents what David HaMelech did not say. The empty space represents the words that David HaMelech did not say. So the Sefer Tainan as follows. Today, a person gets a traffic ticket, so he could plead innocent, he could plead guilty, but he could plead guilty with an excuse. There's a new taina. It's called guilty with an excuse. Guilty but. By saying guilty but, a person could go ahead and be makel on his einish. By the Rebbeinu Shleilam, there's no such thing as guilty but. By the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the mitzvah of vidui is to go ahead and to say, I'm guilty with no buts. Memela, you could say it like this. David HaMelech said to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Chotasi. It's true, Chotasi. But, Chotasi but. Don't you know? This is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei says, the Kol Oimei David Chota Ein Elotaya. Don't you know that the Gemara in Chelek says, Ru'uya Hoya Bas Sheva L'David Mishetius Mei Veracious. Avada Chotasi. But Chotasi but. Chotasi but. Kol Oimei David Chota Ein Elotaya. Ru'uya Hoya Bas Sheva L'David Mishetius Mei Veracious. Chotasi but. David HaMelech had a lot of terutzim to say. But David HaMelech said chotasi, and he stopped. The rest is blank. He left out all the excuses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you said chotasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel. That's our mitzvah of vidui. Our mitzvah of vidui is to say chotasi, to say that we did an avera. No ifs, no ands, no buts. To say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right and we are wrong. To be meiser ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that is the vidui lefnei Hashem, what the Rambam says, that chayev odom his vadois lefnei Hashem. Just one last point I wanted to say is that Rabbeinu Yoina asks a kasha on our pasuk. The pasuk says, ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, letaher eschem, mikel chato yisechem, lefnei Hashem titaru. Now, the Gemara tells us that if a person is over a mitzvah, say, he does those tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu's meichel take from yet. Lo yisaseis, then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel tshuva with Yom Kippur. Krisus and Mises Bezdin, then tshuva and Yom Kippur is not enough, Yisurim is necessary, and for Chil Hashem, Misa is also necessary. So, Frek Rabbeinu Yoina, how could the pasuk say Mikol Chato Yisechem Lifnei Hashem Titaru? How could the Eivishter say that there's going to, that he's, that Yom Kippur is mechaper on all averis? Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem Mikol Chato Yisechem. That on this day you're going to have a kapara from all of your averis. It's not true, because Yom Kippur, the tire which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaleach mimorim, only is mechaper for lois aseis. Aseis don't need Yom Kippur, and for Krisa Mises Bezin, Yom Kippur is insufficient. So Rabbeinu Yoina teaches that you have to read the pasuk in two halves. The emphasis that Rabbeinu Simon Azil also reads the pasuk in two halves, but he zetzes the words a little bit different. Rabbeinu Yoina is like this: Ki v'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letahir eschem. That's what the Eibishter is going to do. Va'atun zot Rabbeinu Simon Azil. And now I'm telling you a mitzvah saseh on the yochid. Mikol chatoi seichem lefnei Hashem tetaru is a mitzvah saseh. Rabbeinu Yoina learns that you divide the pasuk in half. The first half of the pasuk is a havtocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper on our averis on Yom Kippur. Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem latar eschem. It's a havtocha. The second half of the pasuk is a mitzvah saseh. Mikol chatoi seichem lefnei Hashem tetaru. That a person is mechuyev to go ahead and to do tshuva for all his averes. The male's very geshmak. The tire which I call Mishbaruch Hu, shaleach mimoroim, that's not mikol tatchat esechem. Because that tire only is a complete tire and a klikapara for the chiyuve lois aseh, which we're waiting for Yom Kippur to go ahead and be mechaper. Masha einkein, the second half of the pasuk is the mitzvah say. The mitzvah say is the mitzvah say of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. Mikol chatoi seichem lifnei Hashem tetaru is a mitzvah say midaraisa to go ahead and to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yoina learns that there's a special mitzvah say to go ahead and do tshuva on Yom Kippur. The makor is this pasuk, mikol chatoi seichem lifnei Hashem tetaru. The Rambam, on the other hand, does not learn that there's a special mitzvah say to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah which is negea kol yemei sashana. The Rambam says that Yom Kippur is a ketz slicha of mechira, which means that if a person does not do tshuva and Yom Kippur passes, so then he's mevatel the mitzvah say of vidui and tshuva. The same way, if a person has a baby tamal, he wakes up in the morning on the Yom HaShmini, so he's mechuyev to the bris right away. He's not mevatel the mitzvah of bris unless the entire eighth day passes without doing the bris. But al kol ponim, the mitzvah is one big mitzvah, and then if you pass a certain time, then you're mevatel v'aseh. That's where the chinuch learns, that's where the Rambam learns. There's no special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, it's not a special mitzvah. However, the person who lets Yom Kippur passing without doing tshuva, so he lost an increment of zman. It's like a bittul mitzvah saseh by not doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. But not that it's a special mitzvah saseh. But Rabbeinu Yehuda learns from our pasuk that you divide the pasuk in half. The first half of the pasuk is telling what the Eibush is going to do. The second half of the pasuk is telling you a mitzvah saseh, and Rabbeinu Yehuda says in two places that there's a special mitzvah saseh to go ahead and do tshuva on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says Mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titaru.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.